USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden has announced that along with the European Union and group of seven countries, that the United States is adding more sanctions to Russia over its continued invasion of Ukraine.
Together with other NATO allies and the G7, each of our nations is going to take steps to deny most favored nation status to Russia.
Stripping the most favored nation status from Russia would allow the U.S. and allies to impose higher tariffs on Russian imports, increasing the isolation of the Russian economy in retaliation for that invasion. And as you prepare for your weekend, the price of gas has risen once again. AAA gas prices has the United States average for a gallon of regular at $4.33. Just 1 month ago, it was $3.48 and rising. The entire West Coast, plus Hawaii, Alaska, Arizona, Nevada, Illinois, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and D.C. are all above $4 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications, Zantac or ranitidine, and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Former President Donald Trump is tied with President Joe Biden in a hypothetical rematch of the 2020 election, according to a new poll done by the Wall Street Journal. Voters were divided 45% to 45% when they were asked who they would cast their ballot for in 2024. Here's a breakdown of some of the other results. 67% of voters disapprove of Biden's job performance. 52% say they have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. Nearly 17% of voters say they have an unfavorable opinion of both Trump and Biden. 46% say they would back a GOP candidate for Congress, compared to only 39% who would choose a Democrat. The Biden administration is now saying that two Korean missile launches in recent weeks were test firings of a powerful new long-range ICBM and warned that full-range testing is following shortly. The test of the missile, reportedly larger than an ICBM North Korea launched in 2017, that was capable of reaching the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Ottawa police are still dealing with issues from the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
Ottawa police say they're investigating a small number of officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy trucker protests in the Canadian capital last month. According to the CBC, a data breach last month identified thousands of people who donated to the Freedom Convoy through the crowdfunding platform Give, Send, Go. The CBC also reports that both Toronto and Ontario police launched internal investigations into officers who may have donated to the movement. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Six college students on spring break have overdosed on what appears to be cocaine laced with fentanyl and were hospitalized in Fort Lauderdale. One of them is in critical condition. It happened at an Airbnb. Four went into cardiac arrest after ingesting the drug before two friends tried to help by performing CPR. That's when they also were exposed to the drug. Fort Lauderdale Fire Department Battalion Chief Steve Golan said the other five are in stable condition. The European Union's foreign policy chief said a pause is now needed in the ongoing talks over Iran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers, blaming Russia and external factors for the delay. The comments by Joseph Borrell come as a roadmap appeared to be imminent for the United States to rejoin unilaterally from where it withdrew in 2018 and for Iran to again limit its rapidly advancing nuclear program. This is USA Radio News.